We're heading over to the Kildare-Newbridge Municipal District where Independent Councillor Pat Balfe joins me on the line now. Good morning, Pat. Thanks for taking our call on the show.
Good morning, and thanks for having me and to everybody listening.
We are looking at those motions and questions raised at the latest MD meeting, Pat. And your first one to the council is in relation to an assessment of traffic conditions on the L7028 at Maddenstown. You cited excessive speeding and dangerous driving behaviour on that road.
Yes, Hannah. This obviously everybody knows Maddenstown is located on the edge of the Curragh, between Brownstown and Kildare Town. The council have told me that they have carried out work on this roadway itself. But notwithstanding the measures that they put in place, based on the phone calls and the reports I'm getting from residents, it's evident that there are still significant concerns regarding the excessive speed and the dangerous driving.
And I remember we were speaking to a resident back, I think it was in October of last year, Patrick Donnelly. He made a petition to call for the speeding to be reduced to 30 kilometres on that road. Is that the kind of measures that need to be taken to try and address the issues seen there?
They are, Hannah. I was out there with Mr. Donnelly last week, and I actually seen the measures that are put in place, but there still remains concerns there with the residents, and they have been heightened recently by an incident where a pedestrian was actually struck. So thankfully the outcome was positive, but at the same time this only heightens the distress and the concern of the residents. So they're not looking to apportion and blame, Hannah. They just want to ensure that every reasonable step is taken to reduce the risk of serious incident for everybody that's there. So the council have said that they will have a look and see if there are any additional measures that can be put in place. But really what the residents are looking for is speed ramps. Okay. Ultimately to slow traffic down, because there are serious concerns there. And just while I'm in Maddenstown, Hannah, just to give you an update in relation to the bush shelters, because I know we were talking about them before. So happy to say that the construction of the two bush shelters has started, and hopefully they will be completed soon.
All right, some good news there for the bush shelters. Pat, you've also raised a road safety audit to be carried out at the junction at McGee Terrace and the R445 in Kildare Town. Again, more road safety concerns there, this time in relation to restricted sight lines and poor visibility. What was the council's response?
Yeah, again, it is a trend, Hannah, because all of my questions and motions are related to road safety. The issue with this sort of incident or this matter is that the ownership of the land may sort of limit the interventions that the council can undertake, because it's the Department of Defence who actually own the land. But I've asked the council to engage where necessary with the department to do whatever is required to make this happen and to carry out any practical measures that may improve safety within the public road boundary. So that's looking at potentially road marking, signage, vegetation management and speed management. So I've asked the council if there are any issues with engaging with the Department of Defence that to take all measures that they can to make this happen, because again, residents are concerned in relation to the sight lines there and accessing the main road there in Kildare Town.
And as you were saying, Pat, all of the motions and questions are in relation to road safety this month. Your next question to the council is referencing a previous motion back from February of this year about the traffic safety measures there on the Toka Road in Monastrevin.
Yeah, and I remember that there was a member of the public on to as well in relation to this road. It's a road that's located within Monastrevin town itself. It's only about 300 metres long, but it's on a bad bend. And like that road itself services the likes of Super Value, our own soccer club, Monastrevin AFC. It services a creche. There's numerous housing estates along that road as well. And it is sort of one of the main routes to schools, to the church, to the credit union and the community centre, and also accesses cow pasture and onto the R445. So again, the council has said that there were significant works carried out on this road and that limited interventions would be possible or were actually deemed necessary as part of the assessment. But what the assessment did identify was the need for signage, and that signage will be purchased as part of the tender. So I've asked the council when and where that those signs will be put in. And what they've told me is that the signs will be put in on the bend and hopefully before the end of the summer. I suppose the interventions that the council have said that are not deemed necessary the residents' opinion would differ, because again, I'm getting a lot of reports in terms of dangerous driving and speeding along that road, even with a bend. So I will continue to monitor with the concerns of the residents, and I will be including cow pasture in my next submission to council.
All right, and your last question, Pat, to the council is in relation to the council providing information on completed low-cost safety measures in the municipal district since the 1st of January 2024. Were the council able to give that information to yourself?
There weren't, and in fairness, and I got a very comprehensive report from the council on it, where they have received funding from the Department of Transport for 14 locations of interest in the MD. The locations of interest are sort of, they would be, I suppose, decided upon with information from the Road Safety Authority. And this is evidence-based assessment of collision data in the county within a specific time frame. So all of those, that assessment would highlight locations with a higher than average collision frequency and where suitable interventions may be appropriate by the district engineer or the council. And this is all of this information, I suppose, is considered along with input from the district engineer himself, the general public, the Gardaí, and public representatives like ourselves. This information then is used by the local authority to put in place or to address these locations of interest. And what the council are currently doing is they're currently reviewing and compiling potential schemes for inclusion in the 2026 funding application. So I have a few areas in mind myself in terms of what might qualify for these schemes. So hopefully we can progress that as well.
And what kind of areas would you be looking at that you would hope would qualify for that scheme? Any in particular?
I brought up Brownstown Crossroads beforehand, which is, again, remaining concerns with residents, and Cow Pasture Road as well in Monastrevin is of serious concern to residents, as it is. It provides access to the R445 and is a main sort of thoroughfare for children travelling to school.
All right, Pat, thanks so much for joining us on the show this morning. That is Independent Councillor on the Kildare Newbridge Municipal District, Pat Balfe, on those questions and motions raised at that latest MD meeting.